104 New Country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to it. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 612 right now. Sunshine, 51 degrees. Near 90 again today, Patty, if you're just curious about that.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been warm the last couple days. Been absolutely gorgeous. And today we're going to get it again at 90 degrees. Also, kick it off today, Morgan Wallen in Chicago.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. So are we super excited about that, Patty?
Heck yes.
Got our first code coming this morning. 820 airfare out of Pasco Hotel accommodations. The Windy City could be yours. You, your bestie, hanging out with Morgan Wallen.
In Chi-Town. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay, so we'll give you a code coming up here this morning at 820. On top of that, as we kick into your Monday, a chance at $500 with a Visa gift card as well.
Wow.
Spring into summer, our great way to celebrate summer with a $500 Visa gift card. Spend it on whatever you want. So
sweet.
Plenty of chances to win a little bit later on. And I think you had tickets to Legends Casino on your side of the room that we'll give away.
We do.
720.
Yes, absolutely. We got a big weekend going on. It is Thunder from Down Under.
Ooh, Thunder. From Down Under. All right. Okay. The guys out there all oiled up.
I've heard
looking,
some things.
Looking good.
Yes.
All right. Looking good. All right. Your chance to win those tickets and more on the way this morning. 720. It's Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
For new country, it's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Whole lot of sunshine for a Tri-Cities. Right now, 51 degrees. Loving the sun. And looking outside, it's just absolutely gorgeous for you this morning.
It looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful for you. So one of my favorite memes, Patty, is the meme where they show a puppy, then a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then the puppy is full grown.
Yeah.
No matter what the breed is, right?
Yeah, because that stage.
That stage, right. They go crazy. So I thought this would be a great Facebook fun today. What did your dog destroy? Because when our dog, remote after remote,
and a couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah. So shoes.
I'll just say a couple of shoes.
Shoes, yeah. Remotes. It was funny. I have three pairs of glasses.
Oh.
But two are not as functional because Bodhi ate the lens.
Yeah.
So I can wear them if I had to.
Yeah.
But they've got the teeth marks.
Glasses are expensive.
Yes. Yeah, $300 a pair.
Ooh.
$300 a pair. And these are the prescription kind, so
yes.
It's not like it was sunglasses.
No.
So, yeah, I went through a lot of Roku remotes because Bodhi, when he was younger, would eat those. Shoes. Absolutely. For some reason, Roxy was in, she doesn't do it anymore, but she was really into my wife's underwear for a while.
I don't know.
For a while. I guess it must be the estrogen or something in the underwear. So wait, we threw this up at the Facebook page and a lot of comments already. Johnny says, sprinkler heads, darn cattle dogs.
Oh, wow. Yep, really?
I can see that. Randy says, what didn't your dog destroy?
Yeah. Blankets.
Blankets. Chrissy says, a couch, a down blanket, our bed. Husband, room full of feathers at 6 a.m.
Oh,
feather
no.
Couch, pillow again. Feathers over a 20 by 20 living room at 1 a.m. in the morning. Wouldn't change anything in the world for my baby.
No.
All anxiety, and now has grown out of it. And another dog ate $60 in tip money.
Oh, really?
Christy.
Wow.
Over the years, belt, shoes, dish towel, big old hole in it, sprinklers, another dog loves. Mm-hmm. In our yard, we got a hole in every year that we could fit three bodies in. That's right. Phoebe was the big digger in our house when we had Phoebe before she passed away. So Pat says the St. Bernard that chewed the whole sound system up.
Oh, no.
Mitzi says $10. She literally ate a $10 bill. Handle of a screwdriver, too.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron says couch. Ashley says my car. Terry says 8 pairs of shoes, the leg of 3 tables, the wall, 3 blankets, a rug, and 2 dog bowls. You guys are the best. These are awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just loving going through these. Shauna says shoe insoles, lots of underwear, leggings, leotards. She owns a dance academy.
Oh, no.
Paper products left unattended.
Yep.
Any and all cat food left unattended.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I guess ours are just naughty. Deborah says glasses, mouth guard, library books, tapes, backyard, garden, knitting, needles, shoes, slippers. Kayla says my bank account. So there you go. That's the best. You guys, those are great. Those
Isn't
are
that the best?
So there you go.
That's the greatest.
That'll be the Facebook fun. What did your dog destroy? Chime in on all these great comments right now on the KORD Facebook page. You got Rick and Patty.
Starting your day the right way with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Main Heads, Carolina, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty. 6:42, what's going on in Nashville?
Let's get into it. The next round of performers for the upcoming ACM Awards have been announced. Some of the new names added to this growing list. We have got Blake Shelton, Carter Faith, Dan and Shay, Ella Langley, Jordan Davis, Kane Brown, the Red Clay Strays, Thomas Rhett, Tucker Wetmore, also Zach Top, joining a previously announced performers, which were Cody Johnson, Casey Musgraves, Lainey Wilson, Little Big Town Miranda, and more. The 61st ACM Awards will be streaming live on Prime Video on Sunday, May 17th from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Thomas Rhett is shooting his shot with the one and only Bruno Mars.
This video is for Bruno Mars. If you have ever watched any interview of mine, then you would know that when people ask me who is my dream collaboration, it's you, bro. And my wife and I bought tickets to your show, and I'm just putting it out there. I know every single word, every single one of your songs. I'll be in the crowd. If you need a friend, if you need someone to sing or even dance, holla at your boy. Love you, buddy.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, that'd be a great collab.
Well, I would love it. Post Malone announced that he's canceling the first few weeks of his upcoming tour with Jelly Roll. He made the change on Instagram, saying that after he checked his schedule following Stagecoach, Posty realized timing is just not going to work. He says he promises some new tracks, but hasn't had time to finish them before the tour begins. So he said the tour is going to be pushed back about 3 weeks so that he can finish his project. He did apologize to fans who had tickets to the affected shows. Then he also teased that he's been working on a badass double album.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's in the name of new music,
yes.
Right? So. Finally, Shaboozey also announcing plans for a headlining North American tour this fall. The Outlaw, Sherry Lee, and Other Western Tales tour is in support of his new concept album of the same name. That will kick off September 8th in Phoenix, wrapping up October 27th in L.A. Britney Spencer and Noah Cyrus joining Shaboozey on the road as support. Tickets are available as we speak. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Hotel room 651, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning. Sunshine 52, today's high near 90.
I don't mind it.
Don't mind it at all?
No.
Getting you a chance at a great Morgan Wallen flyaway. That's a little bit after 8 o'clock, 8:20. We're shifting from the cash cow now to Morgan Wallen in the Windy City, Patty.
He certainly is looking quite retro, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's looking pretty
Look
fly.
At those spectacles he's wearing.
I know, looking pretty
and his
fly.
His mustache.
Yeah. So we'll get you a chance to fly off to see him coming up here in a little bit. Big thank you again to our friends at Legends Casino. Also, we've been doing a big resurgence of SeizeTheDeal.com, and this Friday, Admitment 21 is up for grabs. This
Can
is
you
gonna,
believe that?
This is going to be good because we had lunch there a couple months back. Absolutely fantastic. And Admitment 21 is coming up. Right now, you got Brandy's Bakes. You got Pizza Speedway. We got little fire house up there for you. Now we're going to kick into some Admitment 21. So, and Admitment 21 is going to sell out quick. You know it
Seize
is.
Seize the Deal is on fire these days.
Yeah, it's all half off. You got to love that. Which, of course, will be part of our other people's problems today. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit, too. So, but kick it off on Friday will be Admitment 21 and get details about that right now posted for you on the station mobile app. Now, while you're doing that, $500 Visa gift card. That also kicks off today as we spring you into summer. A chance to win that $500 Visa gift
card.
That's
incredible. Think of all the suntan lotion you can buy with $500.
That you can. So all those details and more, got it posted for you on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Now this morning at 8:20, our great flyaway, thanks to Legends Casino, Patty.
Can you believe it? In the Windy City, Morgan Wallen.
It's going to be awesome and a great flyaway. Way for you. I believe Ella Langley is on this tour as well. So besides getting to see Morgan, you are going to be seeing Ella Langley on this stop here.
I'm totally in love with her new album,
Dandelion. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I've been listening to it all weekend long.
Yeah, there was another song on the weekend that we played, KORD played, not Be Her, but it was another new one. It was so good.
The whole album is great.
Yeah, she is top of the charts right now. So your chance to fly off to see Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley. It's going to be a great flyaway for you. Code coming this morning. It's going to be only five times a day. So 8:20, 10:20, 1:20, 4:20, and then Taste of Country Nights.
Well, everybody's still waiting. When are you going to announce the $500 winner? $500.
I will get that information. I'm sure. I thought they did over the weekend. So
it may have happened.
I will get that information for you here. But today, Morgan Wallen, Great Flyaway, 820. That very first code dropping down for that Great Flyaway. All right, Matt. Other people's problems. We got a situation going on with Matt. What's going on with Matt?
I'll just say this: it's a buy one get one. Him and his girlfriend, she's mad because on Saturday he took her out. It was her birthday. Dinner was excellent. He says, I thought she had a great time until yesterday she sent me a text message saying she's a bit upset with me because I chose a restaurant that offered a buy one, get one on the dinners. Yeah. She said the BOGO offer made her feel cheap and now she's not talking to me. Did I do something wrong? Was it wrong to take her out to a restaurant that offered the, buy one, get one on a nice dinner? Does she owe me an apology or do I need to take her out again? Matt and Pasco.
Well, right off the bat, no, you don't need to take her out again. So it depends on. So I look at it like this, Patty. who bought the dinner? If he bought her dinner and his was free. No, and his was free. That's okay. Now, if he bought himself dinner and then she got the free dinner, I could understand that. But
what
I'm
does
sure
it matter?
It doesn't.
I'm just telling you, Jeff and I get excited when Olive Garden has their buy one, take one.
I know, but again, I will go back to my friends in Yakima who got divorced after a year and a half. This woman, I've talked about it a billion times on this radio program, and I will talk about it again, is the fact is nothing was ever good enough.
So she would
have lost her mind.
Buy one, get one.
Number one, she would drain you like a vampire, and then it's like it could be $1,000 dinner. She don't care. You know what I'm saying? Let's say it was $1,000 dinner, and yours was free, and hers was paid for. She'd be like, why didn't we spend $2,000? She is that kind of person.
And I'm totally the opposite. What do you hear from me every? Rick goes, how was your weekend? I go, I saved a lot of money.
Yeah, well,
that's.
So the difference between you and my wife is, number one, she won't go Taco Bell. She won't do McDonald's. Like, if I want to take my wife out, when you tell me, I ran home and was going through the drive-thru, I got Jeff Taco Bell.
Not even going to fly.
That doesn't fly with my wife. No, if I say, hey, you want to go grab dinner, if you want to go grab lunch.
It's going to be an all-day thing.
Well, it's not an all-day thing, but it's going to be hops and drops. It's going to be Applebee's. No, I'm just saying it's going to be. For her, it's going to be Bob's Burgers and Brews. It's not, you're not, I am not going to go.
You can't go through the drive
thru. I cannot go through the drive thru.
I can't get a Whopper.
Nope.
Hey, Megan, I got you a Whopper. Buy one, get one.
She wouldn't even touch it. So, Matt, we'll do our best to solve this for you. I think, hey, if you paid for her meal and it was expensive, that's fine. And you used a BOGO. We're doing these huge seize the deal. That's what got me thinking about this. So it's like, Amendment 21, heck yeah. Pizza Speedway, heck yeah. Save yourself a bunch
of
money.
I'm all about it. That was at Pizza Speedway this weekend.
Prices over the weekend. So I, number one, gas. I went and got gassed up because it was payday for us. I went and got gas. Then I went shopping at Fred Meyer's and I went shopping at Walmart.
So did I.
Prices, I spent $150 at Walmart. Ridiculous on two little bags of groceries. So it's stupid. It's stupid out there.
I'm just going to tell you, $8.49 for a thing of a tub of Greek yogurt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the same thing for cottage cheese.
Yeah, anything and everything's $5 to $10 a piece on anything these days.
You know what a gallon of gas is going for?
Yeah, that's crazy. So we're at our highest ever. So, all right, Matt, do our best to solve it for you. I don't think she necessarily, I mean, you don't take her out again. You don't have to do that. Let her stew.
Let her stew.
This might even be a red flag in the relationship, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, guys, app chat us. Call us 547-KORD. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. It's other people's problems.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Three, you got Ricky, you got Patty. He's out on the road this summer.
Did you see who they're... Who is he touring with?
I thought it was Luke Bryan.
It is Luke Bryan. Right, yeah. I mean, you go first. No, you go. Who's going first?
So I wonder if it's going to be interesting on this tour, because I think what's going to happen is, so many years ago, I saw Kelly Clarkson and The Fray at Northern Quest, and they would take turns on who's opening.
Did they sing together?
No, who was opening.
Sure.
So on one night, it'll be Jason Aldean. The next night, it'll be Luke Bryan, and they'll swap off like that. So if you're curious how that works, like who's going to go when. Usually they swap off when it's a dual headlining performance.
Doesn't matter. Like, they're both superstars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're both superstars. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan. It's going to be a great show.
Yes.
And as soon as we get details about a Northwest date, we will let you know. Missoula, Montana.
I know.
Is getting the first opening date. Yeah. So that means there's something in the PNW. There's no doubt. You wouldn't be in Missoula and not come to the Washington
Seattle.
Or Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or any of us there.
Portland.
Yeah, exactly. You just wouldn't
Spokane,
be.
Maybe.
Yeah, wouldn't be doing that. So once they announce the new dates, we'll keep you up to date on that. All right, we got some goodies to give away right now. 720, got Ricky, got Patty, 724. It's going to be happening in Legends Casino, right,
Patty? It's Legends Casino. Absolutely. It's Thunder from Down Under, and you got to be 18 and over
okay.
to attend this event. So, yeah, if you want to go, ladies, you're going to love this. Thunder from Down Under. It is happening Saturday, May 9th, 8 p.m.
This weekend?
Yeah.
All right. So if
Saturday.
You want to go, call number what?
Caller number 3.
All right. That's it. 547-5673, 547-KORD. Thunder from Down Under, Legends Casino this weekend. Give those tickets away next. You got Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
738, your all-time favorite there. Rick and Patty with you, Sunshine 56. Going to be another warm one for us near 90 today, Tri-Cities. Just be aware of that. And,
I'll take it all day long.
I don't
mind it.
Coming up here, give you a chance, Morgan Wallen, a great flyaway to the Windy City, Chicago, hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco. You're going to be hooked up with some Morgan Wallen tickets. It's going to be a fantastic time. Our first code dropping for Morgan Wallen a little bit after 8 o'clock. So when we came in earlier, I was talking to Patty how I've watched all these kids grow up, and now it's prom season.
I know it.
And watching them, number one, you kids look way better than we ever did going to prom back in the day.
You guys look so grown up.
They look absolutely
so
amazing.
So sophisticated.
Yeah, and stunning, the dresses, and, yep. the I do like the fact that some of the kids will wear tennis shoes. So they'll be wearing their tuxes, and then they'll have their tennies on. I like that. It's very comfortable. So, anyway, I was really enjoying the pictures over the weekend.
I know.
And some of the girls have just grown into beautiful women. Some of the young men have grown into young gentlemen. And it was kind of cool to see all these photos over the weekend. So, another weekend of proms have passed. So, now today's music is a little different than when we grew up.
Oh, gosh,
you know,
yes.
Can you remember some of your prom songs or dance songs when you went to the school dance? Can you remember some of those songs, Patty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our stuff was, from the 80s.
All right.
So
all
the good stuff.
Yeah. So I was thinking about my junior prom. The song was Love Walks In by Van Halen. That I remember that one very well.
Oh, wow.
Can't recall what the senior, because I can't recall what the senior prom was.
My class song, my senior, was.
Yours was Barry Manilow.
It was Barry Manilow. Looks Like We Made It. And I go,
In the mid-80s.
That was way before our time. I'm like, really?
I know. I laugh when
somebody's
you tell me.
Somebody's mom. Must have picked it. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, because and you and I are just a couple years apart. So for me, our graduating song was Bon Jovi, Never Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
That was more appropriate.
More appropriate. Yes. She's got Barry Manilow, which and then I've got
like
Bon
Barry
Jovi.
Manilow.
And we're like a couple years apart.
I mean, I remember Barry Manilow growing up like when I was 6 or 7.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
the high school class picked out Barry Manilow.
I know
it's
it.
Like we made it. So we'll have some fun with you here. Worst or cheesiest prom song? Okay.
Oh.
Can you think? Yeah, this is going to be fun. So we'll take some calls and...
cheesy ones?
The cheesy ones. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with this. So 547-KORD, app chat us if you had a cheesy prom song.
Way back in the day. Now I like the songs, the music, like Bread.
Oh, yeah. Way back. Yeah, but back.
Or even Air Supply.
No, back, those things were kind of considered unhip back in the day. So, I don't recall. At my prom, I don't recall Air Supply's Lost in Love or any of that. We enjoy them now, but I don't recall any of that. I do recall, and I always joke about this, Moni Moni with Billy Idol. We made up words to it, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Anybody who's in the 80s know, yeah, you know what we're talking about. All right, so we'll take some calls. This is going to be fun.
Even just going back a few years, and she was really big back in the day, Bette Midler.
What? We played like Bette Midler
the
during
Rose.
During the prom? Okay.
Well, it was a slow dance.
I know. Well, that's okay.
Yes.
It's a little heartbreaking.
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to go for the cheesiest or worst prom songs. That's coming up. Calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Sunshine for you right now. Already warm, 60 degrees for you. Sunshine. Today's high should be about 90. So just be aware of that. Lots of water for your dog.
My neighbors have the pool out. They have little kids.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I came back from walking DJ, and there they all are out in the pool the front yard.
I saw that our boss, Paul's got his pool open. They posted over the weekend.
Man.
The pool's open. So anyway, yeah, lots of pools going on, and it's going to be warm. Going to be another warm day for us.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So near 90, just be aware of that. Stay hydrated. We want you safe and sound. All right, prom season is on, and over the weekend we saw a bunch of great postings from a lot of great friends and a lot of beautiful kids and teens and all that getting going to prom. So we were talking about cheesy prom songs, and Patty's been talking about Barry Manilow, Bette Midler, some of the stuff that got played during her prom or school dances at least. And we've been taking your calls. Lori, good morning. Tell us about your prom.
My prom, I was junior class president, and we always put the prom on for the seniors. Mm-hmm. And that prom song was Sunshine on My Shoulder by John Denver.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's one of my favorite songs.
And our colors were orange and yellow.
Oh, wow.
For the prom.
Yeah. Boy, that's going to be, that's an interesting color. That's bright. That's bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah.
John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Yes. So, that's dating me a little bit.
That's all right, Lori. So did the colors, we're talking the tuxes or the dresses, were they all yellow and orange for the most part of that?
No. It was just all the decorations were yellow and orange.
I was going to say, it would have been a bright prom.
it really was.
So what, do you recall what color dress you wore?
I do. I have, amazingly enough, kind of a coral colored dress, and it had little, in fact, we were cleaning up my mom's place yesterday in Dayton, and I look in her closet and she still has my sisters and I, all of our dresses from high school. I'm like, does she really need these? And my granddaughter, who's 13, says, oh yeah, I'm taking these. Mm-hmm. They're going to be my dresses.
I love
that's
that.
Fun.
What a sweet. I love that. What a sweet story. And Lori, you got to tell us about your date. Did he have the butterfly collar? What was it? The big poofy tux?
Did he have a big powder blue suit on?
Yeah.
Polyester?
No, he didn't. He was pretty normal.
All right.
But at my senior prom, this is so funny because my dress was light blue and his suit was light blue.
Okay.
So, and it was like the big bow ties back then.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I love it. And the feathered hair. Did he have the feathered hair look of the 70s?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Was your date hot, Lori?
He was hot. Yes.
Yay! I knew it.
He became a doctor, and I lost out, evidently. So.
Well, of course. And his name was Ron, which is a perfect 70s song there, Lori. So Ron's gone on to being a doctor.
I think of Ron Burgundy.
That's all, that's exactly
when
what I was thinking. When you were talking about the suits and all that, I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And Lori, don't worry, he lost out. Let's just put that out there for you.
Well,
yeah, Lori, you're wonderful, and he lost out.
Yeah, he did.
All right, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Sunshine, 90, 40 today, Tri-Cities. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much. All right. First code really quick for Morgan Wallen. The code is 748 right now. 748. We'll give that number to you again a couple more times this hour, but 748.
748.
Morgan Wallen. It's going to be an awesome flyaway for you all the way to Chicago. You want to see Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley on this big tour. 748 right now. The code is 748. 748. So we were talking earlier about how we were enjoying all the prom pics we saw on Facebook and on Insta over the weekend, on X, everybody, Threads, everybody's got these great photos.
Yes.
So it got us thinking about what were some of the worst or cheesiest prom songs that were out there, and Patty helped us out there with Barry Manilow. And
Styx.
Lady by Styx, Babe by Styx every single day of the week.
I remember Babe.
Yeah. Babe's a great song.
Ugh.
What? Sometimes when you say these songs that you don't like, I'm really shocked because I'm like, what?
REO Speedwagon.
How can you not like Keep
Heard
On
Loving? Heard it from a friend.
That's right.
Who heard it from
these
a
are all
friend.
Great. You're mentioning all great songs. We, you know,
I don't know.
We're talking cheesy songs. Yeah, cheesy. Not to you. They're I know. Exactly. But it's funny is that
you probably like The Flame from Cheap Trick.
I do. I think that's I love that 1988. I know exactly where that song came out. Love that song. So it made me. It makes me laugh sometimes. Because Patty will say a certain song is cheesy, and yet she is out diehard, which is
Journey.
Okay. You're a diehard Air Supply fan, which is nothing wrong with that, but people would say they're cheesy. No, people would say they're cheesy.
Then
she turns around and goes, I don't like Journey Open Arms. What? But wait a minute. How can you? It's the same as Lost in Love by Air Supply. How can you say you love Air Supply and then you hate Journey's Open Arms?
Who doesn't love Air Supply?
Oh, look at her go. Look at her go.
Phone lines light up.
I like it.
Hate them.
All right, so worst prom song, what do you got? We've been taking your calls. Good morning, KORD. What was the worst prom song?
The Macarena.
Oh.
Imagine a line dance where nobody's coordinated.
Hmm.
I'm trying to picture everybody like in their dresses and throwing off their shoes. Just so we could do the Macarena.
There you go, the Macarena.
So that was a great song.
That was for its brief time, but it definitely. I mean, I'm sure it gets dance floors going today.
More of
a cheesy one there. So enjoying these really cheesy worst prom songs. What do you got for us? More calls on the way. You know, losing weight, it could be a struggle, but we got a solution for you. Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. Patty is over 60 pounds.
I'm still there.
And we got folks always calling in and telling them, well, what's the secret, guys? How do you guys look so good? Well, Tri-Cities Weight Loss, right, Patty?
Call them, 509-410-0670. Dr. Lopez will get you on the plan. The inches and the weight will melt off.
The best part about it, there's no drugs, no injections, no prepackaged meals, nothing extra that you got to buy, no exercising, no macros, none of that stuff.
You don't have to do any of it. You're not calorie counting. There is a cool app where you just plug in. You know, you do keep track of what you eat and how much you drink, and you're good to go.
You're good to go, and the pounds will come off, and they'll keep you accountable, and of course, it reprograms your brain. It's awesome. Check them out today, Tri-Cities Weight Loss, and of course, they got a free consultation, right, Patty?
They do. You want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two like Rick and I did? Call them, 509-410-0670.
And when you call them, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Stone 822, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Jelly Roll coming to Walla Walla. You still want to win tickets? You can log on right now to the KORD mobile app. Speaking of winning tickets, Morgan Wallen.
I know.
748 right now. Your code is 748. 748 for Morgan Wallen, Chicago.
Did you say 748, Rick?
I did. So there you go. 748 for Chicago and Morgan Wallen. I think Ella Langley's on the tour as well. Fly you out of Pasco, hook you up with a hotel, and of course you get to go to the show, Morgan Wallen. So 748. All right, it's our job to put our nose in other people's business. That's why we call it other people's problems. What's going on with Matt and Pasco?
Well, Matt took his girlfriend out for dinner on Saturday, and he said it was excellent. She had a great time until yesterday. She sent me a text message. She said she was mad at me because I chose a restaurant that had a buy one, get one free on the dinners. She said that BOGO offer made her feel cheap, and now she's not talking to me. Did I do something wrong? Was it wrong for me to take her out and take advantage of this buy one, get one deal? It was a nice dinner. Does she owe me an apology, or do I need to take her out again?
Yeah, we both kind of agreed. I said, as long as you paid for her meal, that's...
Which doesn't matter.
And even if it was free, what does it matter? So, ton of comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
Chime in, Patty. Start us off.
And that's
here.
What Elise said. It shouldn't matter the amount you spent on her. You were thoughtful and took her out for a nice dinner. I would have... gave my husband props for finding a good deal on a nice meal.
Yeah, Mary says it's time to think and look in your relationship with your girlfriend and see if she's in it for the money or for you. Just how expensive everything is these days. I would 100% be okay with a BOGO deal of any kind. Your girlfriend sounds expensive. You might need to cut her costs. Shayna says she's knowing you exactly what it's going to be like with her. Yeah.
Barbie says you need a new girlfriend ASAP. Wow, you totally need to dump her and... get rid of her crappy, ungrateful attitude.
Yeah, Alicia says, move along. I'm so down for a man who saves money over a man who spends more than he should. Michelle says, it's just the beginning. She has a princess complex. I don't recommend you give in. Most women don't care. My first Valentine's with my husband, we grabbed McDonald's. That's for Michelle.
Shanna says, she's showing you exactly how it's going to be with her. Bye, girlfriend, says Julie. And Chris says, run.
Yeah, Robin says it's not the price of the gift, it's the thought behind it. Maybe she thinks she should be put on a pedestal. Maybe she was expecting a gift along with dinner. This might be a sign of what your future would be with her. She said, yeah. So they
Lori says your girlfriend sounds very immature. She obviously hasn't learned how to be financially responsible yet.
Elise says it shouldn't matter the amount she spent on you. You were thought and took her out to nice dinner. I'd give my husband props for finding a good place on a nice, a good deal on a nice place.
Rhonda says dump her. She'll nickel and dime the crap out of you.
Yeah,
that's she sounds like a snob. That's what Amy says.
Jake has Moira.
Jump ship, save yourself.
From Jake. Thank you, Jake.
And then that's look at Lewis. Red flag alert.
Yeah, Ona Archer, she's got her priorities all wrong. Drop her.
Delavan says tell her to kick rocks.
Yeah.
Definitely a red flag.
I know I've mentioned this a billion times on this radio program. What? I have known this person, and they do exist in this world. Yeah. And I know people like, these are made up. No, I knew this person. I know this person still. And guess what? After all these years, she has still not found her forever person because no one wants to put up with her crap.
I get that.
No one wants to put up with her crap. And it's because it's the ridiculousness of her attitude about anything and everything has to be the most. Now, I'm going to put it in perspective for you, and this is not to pick on
what
she does for a living, but she's a receptionist. And then, but she expects, like, you know what I'm saying? She expects everybody else around her, bougie gifts. I mean, it's all well beyond her means, but her expectation of what is brought to her.
I get it.
You know? So I'm just throwing it out there. So,
hey, I'm all about it, Matt. If you want to take me out for a buy one, get one. I'll save money with you.
Exactly.
I'll eat off your plate. We can share.
I know. Have you? Have you seen these prices lately? Matt,
you're
okay, Matt. So this might be a rethinking time for you. Rethink this relationship. A lot of you guys already chimed in and said, "Man, red flag. Get the heck out of Dodge."
I know. Hey, go to seize the deal. Get some real deals.
There you go. And a Midma 21 coming up this week. Trust me, I'm going to buy one of those and take my wife to a Midma 21 because the food is absolutely awesome.
I know. It's out of this world.
And you're going to save. And that kicks off on Friday. All right, Matt, did our best to solve it for you. Other people's problems, Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 K-O-R-D.